The following is a paid presentation on News Talk 580 CFRA.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties. Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Welcome aboard. So glad you're here every week for the Bennett Property Shop Real Estate and Wealth Show. You know Bennett is Ottawa's most trusted and knowledgeable real estate resource. And Marnie, you've got a nice big smile on your face because you've got some pretty exciting news to pass along.
Well, we're absolutely thrilled and we are so excited. So CTV came to see us at our office and, you know, I love working with everyone at CTV. And they complimented us. Of course, Taylor's on Mondays and talks about the market. And of course, we have our radio show. And they said, you know, we're really impressed by the content you guys do, all your research and everything. And we have an idea for a new show we'd like to present to you. So we're thrilled to say starting on March 7th, it'll be at 7:45. So get your station tuned in. On CTV in the morning show, we'll be starting a new show called Bennett Pros Real Estate Rundown. And we're going to be featuring different neighborhoods, pretty excited. And what we'll be doing is talking about different neighborhoods across the city, profiling different houses. And so what we know, what does $1 million get for you in CARP? What does a listing look like? What do you get for a townhome? What do you get for a condo? We're going to be having tours, virtual tours. We're going to be talking about all the highlights and, you know, all the different things that are be offerings. Yeah, you know, stay tuned for our new show. It's going to be very exciting.
And stay with us today for our special guest, Jennifer Rosides from Mortgage Architects. Always lots to talk about where mortgage rates are concerned, Mark.
Oh my gosh. You know, Jennifer, when we have her on, she'll tell you how busy everyone is. I mean, the market, you know, I don't know if it's the weather, but I also think it's confidence out there now with the buyers. That they're seeing that, you know, rates have paused, you know, I think for the last four times. We'll have another, you know, I think it's around March 26th or something, there'll be another announcement from the Bank of Canada. So people are feeling a lot more confident about the market. I mean, the spring market's arrived. I mean, we're up, as I said, 118% year over year from February. I can't believe it. We're so busy. We're selling our homes, are falling off the shelves. And, you know, what we've got to be looking at, why is that happening? Well, I mean, it's shelter. People want shelter. I mean, you're looking at, if you're looking at rentals, cost of rentals are very high. So a lot of times now people are looking at buying. Now, the market still is, you know, very, very robust when you're looking at, for example, condos between $300,000 and $500,000. And for the residential, it's $500,000 to $700,000. In fact, 50% of the houses selling in Ottawa right now are between $500,000 to $700,000. And the condominium market between $300,000 and $500,000 represents nearly 78% of all the sales. So we're still looking, you know, we did see, actually, we're starting to see over $1 million now selling, which is great news. We're seeing more of that coming up. So what's happened in the market? Well, right now, there was an article that just came out. There was some research done by different people. How much does it cost now? And, you know, when we're talking to Jennifer, even though the rates went up, you know, since 2022, we're seeing them going down. There's lots of whispers out there, you know, are the rates going to come down in April, May, June? So all we all know rates are going to be coming down. I mean, the whole thing is, when are they coming down? So it's all very, very positive. And, you know, we're going to learn from Jennifer how to navigate in this part, but it's a great thing. So right now, if you're looking, according to ratehub.ca, they did a research. And right now we're looking at, you know, to buy a house in Ottawa at the moment to an average house, which is roughly $623,000, wow. You need income of $128,840. And that's actually good news. That's actually a bit lower than it was last summer. It's about $10,000 less. So what we're looking at right now, that's what we're seeing. So it's becoming more affordable for people to look into houses. But, you know, Dean, we're going to do one of our favorite segments. You know, what's going on across Canada?
Let's start in New Brunswick, if you don't mind.
Well, that's your favorite place, isn't it? I can tell you, I've never been to the Maritimes. Maybe you have. Have you been there, Dean?
No, I've never been. No,
all right,
I haven't.
And I are going to take our radio show on the road.
I want to take a train down there. Nobody ever wants to do that. Only me. Okay. I don't know why.
Well, maybe I can put you on with George and I'll fly. Okay, we'll do it that way.
You got it.
So our favorite place, New Brunswick. Well, it's still the lowest place to buy real estate.
Moncton or Fredericton?
You want Fredericton. Okay, Fredericton is $297,200. That's the average price of a home in Fredericton, New Brunswick. And St. John, New Brunswick, a little higher, $286,300. And then you're looking at Prince Edward Island. The average price there is $351,400. Nova Scotia, Halifax, I mean, it went up. It's up 80% in prices over the last 5 years. The average price in Halifax right now is $524,000. That's pretty shocking. Like that's gone up a lot. Greater Toronto area, it's, of course, $1.1 million. That's up 43% in the last 5 years. The Windsor area has gone up 68% in the last 5 years. Windsor, the average price is $582,000. If you've ever been to Quinte, I don't know if you've been Quinte, Picton area.
Oh, which is absolutely.
It's very popular. The average price, that's gone up 70%. So in the last 5 years, that's $548,000. The most expensive region in all of Canada is actually Greater Vancouver. So Greater Vancouver is $1.2 million. I mean, these are the average houses, okay? There's all kinds of different houses, the average. And Victoria, BC, if you're looking to move there, it's gone up 38%. The average in Victoria is $862,000. Another area that people love is Calgary. I mean, out in Alberta, Alberta's actually doing very well in the real estate. It's gone up 36% in the last 5 years. The average price in Calgary for a home is $570,000. Another place that is one of your favorite places to go, stomping ground,
Winnipeg,
Manitoba. Okay?
They're going to lose their hockey team. They're down to 13,000 season ticket holders.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right. I wonder where they're going to go. Maybe they're going to go to another one in Vancouver. I don't know. $340,000 is the average price. It's up 22% in the last 5 years. Hamilton, which shocks me, okay, not to say anything disparaging about Hamilton, but the average price in Hamilton is $812,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gone up 44% in the last 5 years. Wow. Kingston area, which a lot of people like to go to, Kingston, the average price there is $540,000. It's up 58% from the last 5 years. Ottawa average price is $635,000. It is up 54%. So what you're looking at, you can see it's very, very different all across Canada. Lots of good deals and different. Is there other an area you'd like to hear about, Dean?
No, we actually need to take a break. And
okay.
You catch your breath and we'll bring on Jennifer Rosides from Mortgage Architects when we come back.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Very simple. If you need to sell your home, you call 233-8606, the number of the Bennett Property Shop. The ones who sold 745 Crowberry Street in Avalon East, three-bedroom, three-bath, two-story row unit, went for top dollar in less than 3 weeks, and 28 Collingwood Crescent in Morgan's Grant, South March. It's a six-bedroom, four-bath, multi-generational detached family home that went for top dollar in less than 3 weeks. And now, we are very pleased to welcome a familiar guest on the show, the one, the only Jennifer Rosides of Mortgage Architects. Hi there.
Hello. Nice to hear you.
Now, Jennifer's warning us. Everyone's got this darn cold that's going around, so we'll have to mute her a bit if she starts coughing, but I can't believe how sick everyone is. It's gotten crazy. So it's so crazy right now, Jennifer. We're getting lots of calls. We're giving you lots of calls. But, I mean, we need now a special manual to manipulate and understand all the things that are going on. And so there's a lot of questions that people ask us all the time. Well, of course, the number one right now is, what are the current rates, mortgage rates and interest rates? So I know that's hard to pinpoint and there's different things, but maybe you could answer it in general terms, what we're looking at.
So right now we've got some really, really great rates. And actually the banks are hot and bothered to give you good rates, and they're hot and bothered to give you mortgages. Last year, this time, nobody wanted to give you good rates and nobody wanted to do a mortgage. So the sentiment from the banks has completely changed. So right now we're looking at an insured mortgage that's less than 20% down, 5-year fixed at 4.99.
Right.
And as a variable, prime minus 0.95. So the anticipation from the central bank is that the variable rate will be coming down. I think it's probably going to come down a little bit later than we had hoped, around June. And right now, again, it's 7.2%, prime minus 0.95, but as that prime lending rate decreases, so will your interest rate. So that's a very good option. A lot of clients are still leery, and they want to go into a fixed-term mortgage. The 3-year fixed-term rate is about 5.14 for a good rate right now, and that's a great option because it gives people stability. It gets them through the next year and a half, 2 years of where it will be, a hold, there'll be a pause. Rates will come up, rates will go down. It's just going to be still a lot tumultuous. So the 3-year rate at 5.14 is a very good option for clients. People refinancing, great rates are still available too. But again, for the shorter term that people are looking at.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're hearing. And I mean, a lot of people, of course, want my crystal ball, your crystal ball. Like, what do we predict? What should we do? And, it's very difficult for us to say that because all of us have our own, I guess you'd say, barometer of what we're feeling good, what kind of risk we want to take. And as you know, the 66% of people getting mortgages do get fixed rates because they, feel like the stability factor. But then you have this looming thing that they're saying, I think it's, Jennifer, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, they're figuring by 2025, I think they're saying the rates could be around 3.75. Is that what you're hearing economists saying as well?
Yeah, I think that's kind of where we're going to end up from what I understand as well, what we're hearing.
And it's going to be a slow decline. Like it's not, people don't think, they're going to jump from, as you said, the 4.9 or the 5.99, and all of a sudden we're going to be at 3.75. It's going to be slow. They want to, again, the good news is inflation, the announcement came out, inflation was at 2.9, yeah. And that was lower than everyone expected. But what's interesting in this, Dean and Jennifer, and you probably know this, all the other countries do not include housing and shelter and gas when they're determining their inflation. So they're saying if the government took away, for example, housing, that we would be at 2%, okay, yeah. Or 2.1. So we have done a great job in a lot of people are suffering from, having less money, but we're down there looking at it. Now, I asked you, and you're great, you gave me all these stats. We were looking at mortgages, and I'd asked you if you had a $400,000 mortgage, and you were looking basically at what the rates were in 2022, I believe. And you show a fixed rate at 3.39 versus a fixed rate 4.99 now. So maybe for our listeners, you can go over a little bit about, your payments, how much they've gone up, but where are you with respect to amortization and your balance at the end of the year and so forth?
So what we have here is we've got the $400,000 mortgage amount, 3.39% in March of 2022. And on a 25-year amortization. So the monthly payment on that is $1,973. Principal amount that you would have of that $1,900 was $854. the interest was $1,119. In 2024, that same mortgage amount, $400,000, at the five-year rate of 4.99, the monthly payment is $2,324, with only $680, is almost $200 difference going into principal, and an interest payment of $1,643.51. So that's a lot. You know, it's not a huge, like if you look at the rate, it's not a big difference, 3.39 to 4.99. But if you look at how much is going to interest instead of going to principal, that is quite a bit different.
Yeah. You know, we were looking at, you know, at one time when the rates were really low, people's principal, I think it was between 50% to 60% of their other payments were going towards principal. And we'd never seen that before. I mean, my gosh, when George and I were doing 15% mortgages, I don't think we're paying any principal off, maybe $5 a month, you know, nothing. So, I mean, every time you get your statement, there was no difference. So what we're looking at now, yes, it is definitely a slower, you know, I think it's now down to 30% roughly in that you're looking at 4.99, but you're still paying down your principal. And so what we've got to look at is, and that's why, you know, I'm going to do a segment on renting versus buying. But what you're looking at is you're building up equity. You are, even though your payments have gone up a bit. So in this case, they've gone up about $400 a month, $100 a week. You know, I always say, what's $100 a week? Well, you've gone 7 days of the week into 100. You're looking at roughly $25 a day. So, I mean, people have to start looking at it. And I was explaining to someone the other day that, you know, the builder business, and if you look, there's a lot, mainly this is happening, Dean and Jennifer, in Toronto. The new home building industry is absolutely in turmoil. And there's so many builders going under and they're going bankrupt. There's an article out in the Globe and Mail that Tarion figures they're going to have to pay out $90 million this year for defaults. And you've got to look at, you know, how much is your deposits insured by Tarion? So if anyone's looking to buy a new home, you know, you really got to see if you put $100,000 down on your new home, you're only going to recover $60,000. You're going to be out $40,000. So you got to be really, really conscious of that. And so what is happening with the new home industry is, of course, they got caught. And that's why we're seeing it happen now. They got caught during COVID. And we're just seeing post-COVID, the follow-up. So what you've got to be super duper careful when you're buying new homes. And, you know, I know, Jennifer, we've looked at new homes before for mortgages. And, you know, some banks, very few of them now, will hold the rate. At one point, BMO, when I was doing it, would hold a rate for 36 months. But I don't think they're doing that anymore. Are they holding rates now on new homes? No,
hardly anybody's doing it anymore. RBC is doing it. Even TD's kind of backed away from it.
Yeah. And yet it used to be the thing, you know? Yeah. So you've got to be, you know, really understand, like at the Been a Property Shop, we work a lot in new home industry, but I'd be very concerned at moment, you know, because they've got a lot of stuff they're trying to figure out. In, for example, we just got from a builder in Toronto giving 7% commission as if you would sell their condos. So I've never seen that in my life. Okay. Right. 50% of condos, pre-construction condos, were being bought in Toronto by overseas buyers and investors combined. And now they're not, of course, getting that market. And before a builder can build a high rise, they usually need 70 to 85% pre-sales before they can start. So that's why there's a lot of change going on in the market. Now, we've talked about this many times. So people get nervous. How do they get pre-approved? How does that whole process work, Jennifer, when I want to get a mortgage, especially I'm employed or self-employed? Can you take us through that?
Yeah. So we have a conversation with the client and we have the client do our online application. It's a secure online application, which is basically ask them the basics on their income, personal information, any assets they have. And then we determine from their income and their down payment what they will qualify for, credit score as well. We'll then send that as a pre-approval to a bank. The bank will come back and say yes or no. The pre-approval really is a rate hold only. So typically the banks will do 120 day rate hold on that interest rate. Bank of Montreal will actually do 130 days now. And that pre-approval is good only as a piece of paper. It just tells us exactly that this person is guaranteed that rate, but it doesn't actually approve the whole file. So when a person is actually making an offer, then we do a real approval where we'll send in the purchase agreement, the MLS listing, all the income documents to the bank, and then the bank will say yes or no.
So Jennifer, I'll have to stop you.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's continue that. Sorry, go ahead.
No problem, Jennifer. You'll stay with us for the second half of the show.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Dean Roberts with Marty Bennett and Jennifer Osides of Mortgage Architects. Yes, business is very good at the Bennett Property Shop. If you're wondering, how about the note we got from Carol and Mary as the Bennett Pros sold their house? All of the dealings have been extremely professional, efficient, and very pleasant. We found our agent, Diane Tuplin, and her assistant, Catherine, to be knowledgeable and to do all they possibly could to make the process of leaving 40 years of our lives behind as easy as possible. The Bennett process leaves no stone unturned and actually became like family to us. We can't imagine attempting to do this experience without the Bennett team. Yeah, you don't want to do this on your own. You want to call a realtor like the Bennett Property Shop, 613-233-8606. And as Carol and Mary say, we can certainly see why Bennett is number one for the fifth straight year. They have definitely earned it. Good stuff, Marty.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, what people aren't realizing right now, 25% of realtors in Ontario have actually turned in their license right now. They're no longer working. That's close to 45,000 realtors. And in Toronto, on average, the average realtor sells 1.5 homes a year in Toronto. And in Ottawa, we're a little bit better. The average realtor sells 4.5 homes. So, and Jennifer's been in the business as long, you know, long time, not as long as me, though. But I have never seen so many changes in all the directions and everything that's been going on. This is new territory, but it's actually old territory for me because, of course, I went through this when interest rates were 24%. 20%, 15%. So a lot of the fundamentals that we had then are still in keeping. And Jennifer, I was talking to you a little bit about appraisals. And before they would be drive-by when the market was really, you know, of course, during COVID, they didn't have the home inspections. We didn't have, you know, all of those things. So how do appraisals work? How does that work?
That's a really good question. Appraisals are required by a lot of institutions, even if it's MLS listed. So it all depends if it's going to be less than 20% down. Typically, we won't have to have an appraisal done because it will be an insured mortgage. However, we are seeing that if the property is a little bit higher than what the market dictates, then the insurers will actually send an appraisal as well. If the appraisal comes in lower than the purchase price, then the person can still buy the house. There's no issue there, but then they have to meet the difference. So if it's $20,000 difference, then that person has to put down a little bit more towards their down payment to cover that difference.
Now, we ran across an appraisal the other day, and we met with the appraiser because I found it very unique. He was a candidate to be an appraiser and had a mentor, I guess, serving him. And I found it very unusual that they did comparisons in completely different neighborhoods. And I was sort of taken by that. Now, they went by new builds, but as you know, market value in Westboro compared to market value in Vanier or market value in Cumberland, I mean, there's a location, you know, factor and a premium on certain locations. So, you know, I think there's are sometimes opportunities that you can meet with the appraiser to understand, you know, their their methodology of what they're looking at. Is that something that you can also look at?
That's a difficult one again, because a lot of the big banks are requiring us to have blind appraisals.
Okay.
So blind appraisal is when we have to go through appraisal service like RPS, which is actually a really good one, or Solidify. You put the request in for appraisal to be done on a property, and then they choose who the or people bid on, the appraisers bid on the project, basically. So we don't even know who it is. So TD has that. It's called a blind appraisal system. We don't even know who's going to be doing the appraisal. Mm-hmm. So you can't necessarily challenge it. If I have an opportunity where I do see a little bit sticky of a property, then, you know, you will go to a lender that will add, that will allow you to use your appraiser. Not okay. A lot of lenders are still doing that, but there is that. That is a really good option.
Yeah. And that's why we're trying to tell sellers sometimes, you know, if you're looking to, you know, when you buy a house and you're considering doing improvements, as you know, you do have to be aware that if you're ever going to sell it again, you may not recover, okay,
right,
those improvements. And that's why I always say it's important to give us a call and we can help, you know, sellers. You know, you may not be ready yet to sell, but sometime down the road, but you don't want to over improve your property. And if you are just for your personal enjoyment, that's fine. But don't necessarily think that someone's going to buy this. I remember I went into a house, it was a townhouse, and they put in this incredible home theater in the basement. And I couldn't believe it. They spent nearly, I think, $85,000 or $90,000 on this home system with all the surround sounds and all the different things and the chairs. And I mean, it was crazy. But I said, no one's going to pay that for this particular home. And it's never going to, the value of the appraisal, they're going to say a home theater, but not with all the bells and whistles that you've done. And, you know, it's great that you have this, but that's going to have to be for your personal enjoyment. Is that, would you agree with that?
Concur 100%. With that? 100%. Yeah. You see that a lot in custom homes. So you'll see people who build custom homes, kind of like where I am, and they'll build it to their own standards, but it might be something that is unusual to everybody else. So they may have spent $100,000 on this entertainment house, but nobody else will see the value in it or the money you've actually put into it. It's a bonus for them.
Yeah.
But they're not going to pay for it.
You need to be very careful. Now, yeah. A lot of things, we get a lot of calls from one of our shows you and I did, and I think it's important to talk about a little bit, is property plus improvements. You know, yeah. Income in a box is what we call it, the Bennett Property Shop. And, you know, we had a gentleman calling us again on that. And I thought it would be very helpful to go through this again. And we're seeing a lot of this. I mean, it was happening a lot in Vancouver that people, of course, prices being so high, we're getting revenue properties, you know, putting them in secondary dwelling units in the basement and so forth. So now we're seeing that coming along, or intergenerational properties. And so can you go through, if you wouldn't mind, please, for our listeners, how does a property plus improvement mortgage work?
This is like one of the cheapest ways to add value to your home and actually to get the money to do the renovations that you need. So when you are actually making the offer on the home, make sure you have a long condition to financing, because then you can go into the house, you see what renovations you will be doing to the house. You get the estimates for those renovations from, you know, your contractor or whatever. Then we submit those renovation costs to the financial institution. Then they'll say yes or no. So it may go to an appraiser, or the bank may just say yes, not a problem. But if it goes to the appraiser, then the appraiser is going to say yes, $100,000 you're going to add to this. It is going to increase the value of the house by $100,000. And therefore, the mortgage can be adjusted accordingly. It is a really good product.
So give me the numbers roughly. So if can you do this if you had an insured mortgage, or
yeah,
it has to be? Okay. So let's say, I think earlier you said that you can get an insured mortgage right now at a fixed rate at 4.99, correct?
Correct.
So if I was going to look at getting a property plus improvement mortgage, then that rate would be the same? Would it be 4.99?
Yep, exactly.
And do you start paying your mortgage on the greater amount that you're borrowing, or does that, I would
on
think
the greater so. Amount?
Yes.
Because what right happens away. Is, right, because the lawyer keeps that money in trust until yep. the renovations are complete. So a lot of institutions have 120 days to 180 days to have the renovations completed. So this was difficult to do during COVID because nobody could get contractors to help them. But now is a great time because they're available. So yeah, once the renovations are completed, then an appraiser will go out and say, yes, all of this has been done. And then the money is released to the client.
No, I think it's absolutely fabulous. Like, I know a lot of our agents at our office have been using it with you. And I mean, it's a great way to offset your mortgage payments, or maybe your whole building, you know, becomes like a triplex or a duplex or whatever it may be. So, I mean, these are things that people could consider. Now, could you do that to a garage as well? If you had like a really amazing garage, is that like an accessory building?
I think so. Yes. So that is something that somebody popped up with last week, and we are looking at doing that with his property.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that I may know who that little bird is. Okay.
Yeah.
Brett is always working on deals. Okay. And so that's something that we're looking at. Now,
can I get you a few just listed properties?
Sure.
Yeah, we have a couple minutes left in the segment. Let's start with Greeley, 1023 Vista Barrett Private for $349, two bed, one bathroom, detached modular home. Westboro South, 360 Patricia Avenue, unit number 716 for $699, two bedroom, two baths there. In La Glebe, 32 Adelaide Street? Yes,
Adelaide Street.
Yeah. $759, three bed, two bath there. Moving right along to Kempville, 258 Fur Lane is priced at $399.9, two bedroom, two bathroom. Spacious condo living is the way it's described. And also in Alta Vista at Faircrest Heights, 273 Roger Road, for $1,599,900. Four beds, three baths. Call the Bennett Pros for all the details. 613-233-8606, Marnie.
Yep. And coming up in our next segment, you know, a lot of things that people are asking us right now, as I said, spring market has sprung. Do not wait for the tulips to come out. But it seems with this weather, they may be out tomorrow, but then it's getting cold again, so I don't know. But what you're going to look at is, let's talk about how sellers can get more money for their home on curb appeal and what they can do for the saleability inside. And a lot of these things don't have to be expensive, but let's try, and we can work with the Bennett Property Shop. We have the declutters. They'll come in and help you declutter, help you stage, help you do different colors and designs. Different things that will maximize what you're looking for, James.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Marnie Bennett, the Bennett Pro. Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Well, it seems Lucy is another satisfied Bennett Property Shop customer. Bennett set us up with a very knowledgeable agent in Tina Walker, who knew rural properties and their challenges. She was very responsive and guided my son through the process of buying his first home. Highly recommend the Bennett Pros. You should too. 613-233-8606, Marnie.
Yeah, like as I said, we're selling right now one home every 5 hours. Like, it's absolutely crazy. The Bennett Property Shop, we're on fire. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, ask what the difference is, of course. I mean, when you have 43,000 people in your database, I mean, we are chosen and hand selected, and there's hardly anyone that's been invited to work with Forbes Global Properties. And at Forbes Global Properties, just the international venues that we get and access to all the MLS across the world, because there's all different kinds of MLS systems. I mean, that brings us exposure to our sellers with over 300 million more potential buyers to look at your house. I mean, it's all the marketing. And I mean, Jennifer, who we're going to talk to in a few minutes again, she can attest we blew out one of her properties very quickly. And, you know, that's the difference when you're working with people that know how to negotiate, we know how to market and handle different things. So here's some tips, you know, and you know, it's always going to be a little difference, you know, with the weather and how do you adapt to the weather. But as I said, if you're a seller right now, do not wait until you get your home up. The inventory is low, and I've never seen it this low for this time of year. So, I mean, definitely what we're seeing right now are buyers. I mean, they've been sitting on the sidelines, you know, all during 2023 and also part of 2022, because the rates started to go up around April of 2022. So, you know, it's been close to 2 years that people haven't been buying, and now they're anxious. They're, you know, they're all trigger happy. They just want to get going. So how do you make your house look different? How do you make it inviting that people want to come in? Well, the first thing is curb appeal. I mean, do not have rusty door handles, you know, mailbox that's hanging or doorknobs, you know. First thing I would do, which is a quick, easy fix, is go down to, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, Costco, wherever, and get new door handle, get new mailbox, and get a new exterior light, and get new letters, because right away it's going to look shiny. If you have a power washer, which seems to be the favorite toy of everybody, is a power washer. Power wash your driveway, power wash your garage door, power wash your front stoop, you know, or your veranda, whatever you have, or your porch and your door. Maybe even you can do some, depending again on the weather, do the windows, because the windows are so important. You know, they all sparkle and clean. People want to see that. So what we want to be, look, clean and tidy entryway too is very, very important. So you want to be looking at that. Outdoor lighting, that can do an absolutely fantastic opportunities there, because people will be driving by sometimes even as late at night, or even when it gets dark. And if you have incredible lighting, lighting up a tree, or the way the lights are looking at your house, and you know, you have them lower and looking up at the house, I mean, that's really, really, really appealing. Also, what you want to be looking at is, you've got it. This is something that's really cute and people like, is outdoor seating. And you're like, what? Okay. So what I'm talking about is, if you have a front porch, see if you can get a little bench, you know, and have some decor and start doing those kind of things.
Yeah.
And what we're also looking at, Dean, is the interior of your home. Well, nothing makes anyone happier right now than seeing tulips. Okay. Fresh tulips. And of course, Easter's around the corner. It's the end of March. Little things like Easter. I saw a really cute thing on Pinterest. They took carrots, okay, with of course all of the leaves and everything, and then they stuck the tulips in and had a little bunny beside it, and it just made you smile, okay? Lemons, things like that. People want to see things that make them just smile. You want people happy, like when they come to see your home. You also want to look at one of the biggest buyer groups is the millennials. They're very into techie stuff. So if you have, you know, a home, smart home features like programmable thermostats, lighting, security system, video, doorbells, they are turned on with that. The millennials quite like that. They also like a home office space. So have that available to them, because most people are working still at home. They're not going to the office, or they're on hybrid hours. Open floor plan. I told people, you get 15% more to 20% more for your home if it's open space. And that's just something that's very, very appealing. Energy efficient upgrades. So look at that. How can it be efficient? And what you want to look at as well is low maintenance features. And they don't like carpet as much anymore. That's not something that is attractive as much anymore. Laminate flooring, hardwood floors, quartz countertop, you know, stone countertops. They like minimal upkeep. So keep that in mind. And colors, interior colors. I cannot emphasize that enough.
Great grays out, I hear, right?
Well, it's not just that. I mean, rainbow is out. Okay. Mm-hmm. We went to meet a lady the other day. I couldn't even believe that. Her whole house was rainbow bright. And that's not, I mean, that's fine if you like to live like that, but we will get you a lot more money if it's monochromatic and one color throughout. So that's really, and don't take it personally. We're now merchandising your house.
Yeah. Dean, okay. 2 minute drill with you and Jennifer now.
So Jennifer, what's a quick thing that people should be looking at and asking you if they want to buy a house? What is one quick thing about mortgages that they need to be prepared to be ready?
They need to have all their income confirmation ready and their down payment ready. Don't buy any big ticket items. Those are the biggest things.
After you bought the house, do not.
Don't quit your job.
And Dean, what I want to say to everyone is that Bennett's on fire right now. We're selling homes. We're loving to get more inventory.
And I'm excited about the Bennett Real Estate Rundown. When does it start again on CTV?
March 7th.
And it'll be on every Thursday?
Every second Thursday.
Second Thursday.
We're on every second Monday. So Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday.
Wow. Tune it in for sure, and we'll be back with another edition of the Bennett Property Shop Real Estate and Wealth Show, as we've done for the past, I believe it's maybe even 14 years now, Marty. I think we've hit year 14.
I believe so.
That's next Saturday at 1 o'clock.
The preceding program has been a paid presentation on News Talk 580 CFRA.